Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive analysis of Tencent Music Entertainment Group, ticker TME, a major player in the online music and audio entertainment space. If you're curious about whether this stock is a potential gem for your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to valuation, recent performance, and more. Let's get started. All right, let's set the stage for what we're looking at today. Tencent Music Entertainment Group, listed on the NYSE as TME, is a powerhouse in China's music streaming and entertainment industry. Backed by Tencent Holdings, this company has built a massive ecosystem that includes music streaming, online karaoke, and live streaming services. We're going to break down their business model, analyze their numbers, and see if the stock is worth your attention. If you're new here, make sure to hit that like button and subscribe for more in-depth stock analyses like this one. Let's roll. So who exactly is Tencent Music Entertainment Group? Well, headquartered in Shenzhen, China, TME operates some of the most popular music platforms in the country, like QQ Music, Kugou Music, and Kuwo Music. They've got a dual focus, online music services, which include streaming subscriptions, and social entertainment services, like karaoke and live streaming. With over 5,000 employees and a strong foothold in China's massive market, they're a subsidiary of Tencent Holdings, which gives them a serious edge in terms of resources and tech. Their mission? To connect users with music and audio content in innovative ways, and they've been doing that since going public in 2018. Now, let's see how that translates into dollars and cents. Let's talk revenue. For the full year 2024, TME reported total revenue of about 28.4 billion Chinese yuan, which is roughly $4 billion USD, depending on exchange rates. Breaking it down, their online music services segment brought in a whopping 21.7 billion yuan, making up the lion's share of their income. This includes subscription revenues from streaming platforms, which have been growing as more users shift to paid models in China. They also have smaller contributions from social entertainment services and transactions with associates, adding up to a few hundred million yuan. What's clear is that TME's bread and butter is their music streaming, and they've been capitalizing on the growing demand for digital content in one of the world's largest markets. Growth-wise, they've seen a steady climb from 27.8 billion yuan in 2023 to 32 billion in 2025, showing they're on a solid upward trajectory. Now let's dive into their earnings performance. For 2025 full year, TME posted a net income of 10.75 billion yuan, translating to an earnings per share of about 7 yuan, or roughly $1 per share. That's a significant jump from 6.64 billion yuan in net income for 2024, with an EPS of 4.30. Over the past few years, they've consistently grown their bottom line. Back in 2021, net income was around 3 billion yuan, so we're talking about a tripling in profitability in just a few years. Their gross profit margin sits at a healthy 43.9% as of the latest data, and their net profit margin is an impressive 34%, showing they're not just growing revenue, but also keeping a tight grip on costs. These numbers suggest TME is executing well operationally, which is a green flag for investors looking for sustainable growth. I also took a look at some of the insights from their Q3 2025 earnings call to get a sense of management's perspective. The team highlighted their focus on expanding paid subscriptions for online music services, which continues to drive revenue growth. They're also investing heavily in content and user engagement, leveraging AI to enhance personalization on their platforms. Management seems optimistic about maintaining this momentum into the future, emphasizing their commitment to balancing growth with profitability. They also touched on returning value to shareholders, which is always nice to hear if you're holding or considering the stock. This aligns with the strong financial results we've seen, so it's reassuring to see their strategy paying off. Let's zoom into the financial statements for a closer look at TME's health. As of the 2025 full-year balance sheet, they're sitting on 8.5 billion yuan in cash and equivalents, with total assets of 102.6 billion yuan. Their total liabilities are at 19.5 billion, giving them a low debt-to-equity ratio of just 0.05, which is fantastic. It means they're not over-leveraged and have plenty of financial flexibility. Their current ratio is a solid 2.08, showing they can easily cover short-term obligations. On the income side, operating income for 2025 was 13.1 billion yuan, up from 8.7 billion in 2024, and their return on equity stands at 14%, a decent measure of how well they're using shareholder money. Cash flow from operations in 2024 was a robust 10.3 billion yuan, indicating strong cash generation to fund growth or dividends. Speaking of which, they're offering a dividend yield of about 1.3%. Not massive, but a nice bonus for income investors. Overall, these metrics paint a picture of a financially sound company with room to maneuver. All right, let's tackle valuation. At the current price of around $15.09 per share, TME has a market cap of roughly $23.1 billion. Their trailing PE ratio is about 14, which seems reasonable for a growth company in the tech and entertainment space, especially compared to the industry average PE of around 85 for internet content and information companies. Looking forward, analyst estimates for 2025 put the forward PE at around 11, suggesting the stock might be undervalued if they hit those earnings targets. Their price-to-sales ratio is 4.7, which is on the higher side, but justified given their high margins and growth potential in China's market. Enterprise value stands at 141.6 billion yuan, factoring in their cash and debt positions. When I stack this up against peers, TME looks like it's trading at a discount relative to its growth trajectory, but we'll need to weigh that against some risks, which I'll cover shortly. Let's break down TME through a SWOT analysis to get a full picture of where they stand. Starting with strengths, TME's financial performance is rock solid. Revenue and profit growth have been consistent, and their balance sheet is clean with minimal debt. Being backed by Tencent Holdings gives them access to cutting-edge tech and a massive user base in China. Their platforms dominate the market there, with a strong focus on paid subscriptions driving recurring revenue. On the weaknesses side, their heavy reliance on the Chinese market makes them vulnerable to local regulatory changes or economic slowdowns. Also, while they're growing, their social entertainment segment isn't as strong as their music streaming, Testang, which could limit diversification. For opportunities, the shift to paid streaming models in China is still in its early stages, so there's huge growth potential as more users adopt subscriptions. They're also exploring AI to improve user experience, which could set them apart. Lastly, threats include intense competition from other streaming platforms and potential regulatory scrutiny in China, which has impacted tech stocks in the past. Plus, geopolitical tensions could weigh on investor sentiment for Chinese ADRs like TME. It's a mixed bag, but their strengths seem to outweigh the risks for now. Now let's check out TME's recent stock performance. Over the past week, the stock is up a modest 0.66%, but it's taken a hit over longer periods, down 6.23% in the last month, 14.3% over 3 months, and a steep 39.4% over 6 months. However, looking at the one-year performance, it's up 18.47%, showing some recovery potential. Compared to the broader communication services sector, which is down 3% over the past month, TME is underperforming in the short term. On the chart, we can see the stock has been volatile, with some resistance around the $16 mark and support near $14. If it breaks below that, we could see further downside, but a push above $16 might signal a reversal. For long-term investors, this volatility could be a buying opportunity, but short-term traders might want to wait for clearer momentum. So, what's the final verdict on Tencent Music Entertainment Group? Honestly, there's a lot to like here. Their financials are strong, with impressive revenue and profit growth, a clean balance sheet, and a reasonable valuation compared to industry peers. They're capitalizing on the booming demand for music streaming in China, and their backing by Tencent gives them a competitive edge. However, the risks can't be ignored. Regulatory uncertainty in China, geopolitical concerns, and recent stock price volatility are real headwinds. For long-term investors, TME could be a solid play if you believe in the growth of digital entertainment in Asia and can stomach some short-term bumps. If you're more risk-averse, you might want to wait for a better entry point or clearer regulatory skies. What do you think? Bullish or bearish on TME? Drop your thoughts in the comments below, and if you found this analysis helpful, smash that like button and subscribe for more deep dives like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll catch you in the next video.